Nolte, Democrats sit and pout over the thriving state of our union. By John Nolte on February 5, 2020. At Tuesday night's State of the Union, President Trump stood triumphant on his record. Democrats sat and glowered with impotent rage, and the contrast was breathtaking. In Iowa, the Democratic Party cannot not even competently count 172,000 votes. And the ones that have been counted point to a win by Boy Mayer and Jurassic Marxist. On the dais in the U.S. Capitol, master strategist Nancy Pelosi sat behind the president making childish faces during his State of the Union address, and then closed out the night by physically ripping up her copy of the speech, and act so childish there are no words. In the audience of the U.S. Capitol, the Democratic Party, the House and the Senate, not only refused to applaud good news for America and Americans, these overgrown babies folded their arms, scowled, and pouted. Arizona Senator Kristen Sinema was a welcome exception at times, because blacks, Hispanics, women, and all Americans are enjoying record low unemployment and the first real wage growth in decades. Because jobs and factories are returning to America, and the border is more secure, and the end of job-stifling regulations has finally unleashed the miracle of American entrepreneurship a full decade after the Great Recession. Because a little girl received a golden ticket out of a failed government school. Because a selfless 100-year-old war hero, who served in three wars for a country that had not yet granted him his full rights, was promoted to brigadier general. The president told this Tuskegee Airman who flew over 130 combat missions in World War II, "Our nation salutes you," but the Democrats did not. Democrats could not even applaud a man with level 4 lung cancer. In short, the Democrat Party is angry and bitter over the first era of peace and prosperity this country has enjoyed in nearly 20 years. Since September 11, 2001, their furious America is on its feet and moving forward. They're so far gone, so lost, so extreme. Their reaction to policies the Democrat Party itself embraced a mere decade ago was only the sulking rage of sullen contempt. And then there was the president, President Trump. Here stood a man who gave up the dream life as a wildly successful businessman and celebrity, who, unlike everyone else in that room, is financially poorer for entering politics, who thrust himself and his beloved family into the maw of the left's relentless hate machine, who for four god-awful years has been smeared as a racist and rapist by billions of dollars in corporate media lies, who won a fair and square presidential election only to spend 3 years fighting to not have that victory overturned by a corrupt deep state, an even more corrupt political media, and Democrats whose only goal after obtaining power is to abuse it. And still he stood triumphant. Not out of hubris, not out of pride or empty bragging, not even for somehow surviving the most merciless, cruel, and dishonest attacks in modern political history. No, Trump's triumph came from only one place, his irrefutable accomplishments, his irrefutable case for a second term. The unemployment rate for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans has reached the lowest levels in history. African American youth unemployment has reached an all-time low. African American poverty has declined to the lowest rate ever recorded. The unemployment rate for women reached the lowest level in almost 70 years, and last year, women filled 72% of all new jobs added. The veteran unemployment rate dropped to a record low. The unemployment rate for disabled Americans has reached an all-time low. The unemployment rate is the lowest in over half a century. African American poverty has declined to the lowest rate ever recorded. Workers without a high school diploma have achieved the lowest unemployment rate recorded in United States history. A record number of young Americans are now employed. Real median household income is now at the highest level ever recorded. The net worth of the bottom half of wage earners has increased by 47%, three times faster than the increase for the top 1%. Jobs and investment are pouring into 9,000 previously neglected neighborhoods thanks to opportunity zones. America is now energy independent. After losing 60,000 factories under the previous two administrations, America has now gained 12,000 new factories. This news infuriated America's elected Democrats. The contrast was breathtaking. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.